time, nothing but trees and all that. Some other concerns we had is, you know, the safety factor on that. We tend to lose our power out there occasionally. We don't know what kind of contingencies they built in case they lose their power and someone's up on that roller coaster, how they're going to get them out of there. It's pretty remote. It's not like you can get equipment back in there or anything like that. And the one other thing, the gentleman that was just up here, he mentioned about the turn lane. You know, we didn't talk about that, but what you heard tonight as far as working with MoDOT on that, they said the exact same stuff when they built that zip line. And there hasn't been any changes to that. So, you know, that's something we didn't know was even a consideration or anything like that. So, and that's, you know, as you know, the plans, the way they're drawn right now, the way the survey stakes are, they're probably close to 200 feet past where they were allowed to build before. So, you know, that's a concern. I got.
Okay. Thank you.
Hey, Scott, can you pull up that drawing again of the layout?
Folks, there's somebody back there talking, and it's this is a public hearing, so let's try to keep it quiet so everybody can hear each other.
That the one, Doug, or the next
one? Yeah, that one.
This one.
The other one. Yeah, that one right there.
The other one's actually the adjusted ride. That okay. Initial survey, so this one does not go on to the
okay.
Property. It is set back.
What? Set back how far? Looks like all around.
No, more than 50 feet.
Where's your other picture there, Scott? Of the actual...
Well, that's... He said that's been modified.
The one that he revised, that's not any good. He said he revised
it. Oh, right. Okay.
We modified it after we found out it actually crossed on to the gentleman's property. And we did approach him about purchasing it. He didn't wish to sell it land, so we did make adjustments then to the coaster itself.
Okay.
And just so the Planning Commission understands that if you go with these buffering, when they get a Division II permit to build, they would have to meet these setbacks.
Yeah.
That's the construction permit.
Yeah.
So,
50-foot buffer.
And
30.
Unless you change these, correct?
Yeah.
And those were the original ones when they built it in 09?
Yes.
Julie.
Adams.
Oh. Glad to know we got another Adams in the room.
Yeah, there was like six of us that are Julie Adams. Named after the woman who starred in The Monster from the Black Lagoon, I want you to know that, in 1950.
Okay.
my concern, I'm the emotional leader. I'm the matriarch of the ridge. It only means that I'm the eldest that lives on the ridge. But to add to what Steve said, we've heard conversations over and over again about the zip line wanting access from our road. So initially, when they did make the offer to one of the people to have another road because the access is not good, it's not. I don't know how they would get it from where we are up the ridge down there. So I'd like to make sure that there's no way that they can take traffic out of our quiet cul-de-sac, where we've all moved really to cut down on the noise, to be secluded, to be by ourselves, where we have some small children and some older adults, you know, that frequently use the road. So I just want to say now, before we get into anything further, that we don't want them to try and get a secondary, you know, ingress to, you know, to their ride. The noise factor, it's going to be awful, I have to tell you. We've spent the last 5-6 years buying up all the property that we can so that nothing around it changes. Vacant land that, very honestly, a lot of us didn't want, but we don't want additional traffic or congestion on the road. You know, I came from Detroit, okay? I know what congestion is. I know when they start building things how they come in. And this just looks like a very noisy, I don't know, I mean, if I were in business, I guess I would need the roller coaster. But it just doesn't fit there. You know, this is pristine. Just as, you know, the zip line, that, you know, it disturbs nothing. It's gorgeous. It's wonderful. So when you consider it, please, we don't want them to have an access road off of our road, because then we're no longer a cul-de-sac and quiet. And we really want the noise level to be tested, you know, because we can hear the zip line. We can hear the people. A roller coaster, people screaming. Lots of people in the congested area. So, you know, it's...
Can you show me up there where your house is at?
Which one? We have two houses.
Well, show me.
I got the cursor if you want me to chase it up and down.
Yeah, and about,
way on up there.
Where's the entrance?
Way on up there.
Up.
No.
Way on up.
Take it down. Where is 76?
This is 176 right here. The fire station's at the top.
That's your house.
Right. We own the property. That's where we are. Yeah. We own the property from the fire station, which is here.
Okay. Yeah.
We own the property on this side of the road down to, where are you, Jill?
Yep, right there.
Right here. On this
so
side.
All that whole.
Well,
we own all hey, this
hey.
On this side. Yeah.
Just let her talk. And I want to know where the houses is. I don't care where the property, your property is. I want to know where you live.
I live right here.
Okay. How far is that, Dave, from?
About 3 acres. No, not 3 acres. Just short of a quarter.
Okay. That's what I was trying to figure out.
I built that road.
Yes, you did. And we can hear the zip line. So we're going to definitely have a noise level problem. There's a roller coaster. And all we want is quiet. You know? And keep things the way they are. I know that's not popular with Trump's president now, but we'd like it just to stay the same.
Talk this way, don't talk back to them.
But that's no,
we'll we get a conversation started, nobody can stop.
Exactly. And this is basically an emotional plea. You know, we want it just the way it is.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. I want to point out to everybody that I am marking the time down when you come up, so be sure you say what you want to say instead of repeating yourself or whatever, because I'm going to give you 5 minutes. There's so many people here that, and that's what we normally do anyway, so you've got 5 minutes when you come up to speak. So don't get unhappy with me if I tell you your 5 minutes is up. Gary Billings?
Billings? I made a mistake. I thought that I was signing up. I didn't know there was a zip line or a roller coaster thing here.
You're on
the Branson Creek.
Yeah.
I apologize. I didn't see it that way.
All right, got too messy.
Okay, Dusty Hall?
We did pretty good.
This is working real well.
Them wonder if they signed up for Branson
Creek. Gerald Owens.
I wonder if they signed up for a Branson Creek one.
Are you? Oh, I know you, Gerald. Come on up.
Of course, Dustin Hall's the rep.
You've changed a little, but I know you.
Yep, gotten older. A few more gray hairs. Yeah, I'm Gerald Oney.
Yeah.
I knew that.
Well, I own the property across the road on the west side of this property. And roughly my property starts at the top of the hill, runs about a quarter of a mile toward the bottom of the hill, toward Bear Creek. About 150 some acres there on the west side. As most of you know, I've been a builder in the area for about 35, 40 years. I'm also a professional engineer. The biggest concern that I've got with this entire proposal is the access off of Highway 65 and what that's going to do from a traffic standpoint. Directly across from this, when I bought that property up there, the highway department paid me $37,000 to eliminate a drive access because they said we want to minimize the traffic that would be coming to and from Highway 65. And that's a matter of record. Y'all can check that out. Now I find that this exit that went to the zip line exists, But I have a real problem in that there's no Excel lane coming out of there. There's no D-cell lane if you're coming from the south. No XL lane if you're going up. And that's a pretty good grade right there. So we're going to double the traffic and probably triple, because I think this is the tip of the iceberg, guys. We're looking at more development here. I don't see that thing stopping at running a zip line and a roller coaster. I mean, are you going to feed the people when you get them in there? Where are you going to park them? Are we going to do a bunch of clearing? Are we going to be concerned about water detention now that we've got all this additional parking we're going to put in? Are we going to put in a detention plant? What are we going to do about sewage and things like that? Are we putting in another sewer plant? Is that also going to be required? All these are things that I think have not been thought out thoroughly. And I certainly would like for this commission to address those things and make sure that they happen. But my biggest concern, again, is the traffic flow on Highway 65. I travel that on a daily basis. My family lives out there. I think we're asking for creating a major problem. And I don't see, and I intend to go to the Highway Commission and address this with them, based on the fact that they would not allow me to develop or use the bottom part of mine because they said, no, we want to eliminate additional access ways to Highway 65. That was their attitude then. I assume it has not changed now, since the traffic on 65 has probably quadrupled since that time. I'm talking like when I bought that property in late 90s, okay, 17, 18 years ago. So it's more than quadruple by now. And I can't believe that they would alter that and put in a traffic light or anything else there just to accommodate a roller coaster. They were asked, has this been done? Well, we're talking to them. Well, let's get the facts before we make a decision. That's all I ask for. Zoning in the county was created to protect the majority of people, and all the people that live out on the ridge, myself, I have two kids that live there now that weren't, by the way, sent notices. I don't know how they weren't, but anyhow. But zoning was created to protect the majority, and this is a request to profit a very few. Thank you.
Thank you, girl. Are there anybody else that wants to speak on this that you thought you were signing up for?
I'll be able to address a couple of items.
Well, as soon as we see if anybody wants to speak, because... Are there anybody else that wants to speak on this? Last time. Okay, Craig, you can come back up and address the two items that you mentioned.
Yes. One being the noise. I completely understand that. First and foremost, we do want to be good neighbors as well. Roller coaster is a really bad term in the sense of difference of an alpine coaster and a roller coaster. This is actually what is built off of Highway 165 already, if you know of the mountain coaster. And so the way it's pulled up is actually on a cable, much like what our zip line runs on. So it's pretty silent, and it's gravity-driven. As far as height, it at the top would not be more than 3 foot off the ground. Since it is gravity-driven and goes with the terrain, part of the thrill of the ride is to be close to the ground. So it's something that, again, with having what we consider to be Wolf Creek Preserve is what the zip line is on, we do want to protect and keep as many trees out there. We're not about... clearing a big area, but just want something else for people to be able to enjoy that. And so won't be seen very well, and should be pretty quiet also in that regard, based upon the type of, you know, it's called a coaster. It's not motor driven as roller coasters are.
Well, I think a lot of people here that's here tonight is concerned about getting on and off of 65, which I am too. Sure. Myself. So,
and we will proceed with that. With the engineers.
So the rails are just, what, 6 to 10 feet, or not any higher than 10 feet off the ground, or?
Are you-